The federal government, it has, in perhaps better news for it today, inched closer to sealing its Keystone National Energy Guarantee. Energy ministers from around the country, all the states were there, and they've agreed to continue working together ahead of an August deadline. But the shape of that National Energy Guarantee, that is far from defined. Now, big questions remain about how the state's individual renewable energy and emissions targets, or how they can integrate with the national plan. Dr. Anthony Lynham is Queensland Energy Minister. Minister, thanks for joining us. How close are you to signing up to the National Energy Guarantee?
Well, Jonathan, very pleased to be with you and your listeners. We've allowed more work to continue on the National Energy Guarantee. That's where we are today. So we've decided to keep it afloat, and we will be discussing this at another teleconference between the ministers in approximately a month's time, and then with a final decision come August.
That's a bit of an anti-climax.
No, we have to be very careful because there's very little detail. That's the issue we have. There's very little detail on a lot of significant issues regarding the National Energy Guarantee and how specifically it will work for each of the states. Each of the states have their own issues, and obviously I've got some issues for Queensland that we have to make sure that the National Energy Guarantee does work for Queensland, because you know we're putting the Labor government in Queensland, we're putting downward prices on electricity. And we have to make sure that this continues. Also, in Queensland, we have a 50% renewable energy.
Yep.
We have to make sure that we hit that target by 2030. We can't have the National Energy Guarantee compromising that at all.
I mean, this is one of the interesting things around the country, is that states have different emissions and renewable targets, and it's a pretty difficult task, I imagine, to get the NEG to accommodate those variations.
Well, if the Commonwealth government were more ambitious, the problem wouldn't be there. The trouble is they're extremely conservative on their emissions targets and also on their renewable energy target. So I've taken the option to work with them, to be constructive and not obstructive, because I think this is the eighth or ninth iteration of emissions policy. And we have to get something over the line.
Are you surprised? You say that, you know, it's sort of a lack of detail, and you're wanting that to unfold before you can commit or make coherent decisions. Are you surprised that lack of detail from the federal government on this?
I'm surprised and disappointed, because we need to have that detail to make to do a comprehensive analysis of the policy before we make a decision.
What sort of things in particular are you not hearing?
Well, you know, how are we going to divide up the emissions target between the states? I mean, do Queensland and other Labor states do the heavy lifting, and we find that other states are just dragging along behind us? How is that going to be managed? A higher emissions target? Will the National Energy Guarantee be able to sustain a higher energy target? Will allow any future federal government to be able to upscale the national emissions target? And what's very important for Queenslanders is I have to know how this will affect business and industry, because we have a strong jobs growth trajectory in Queensland. I've got to make sure that it doesn't affect that as well.
Let's just take one of those examples, and that thing of variation in target amongst the states. And yes, some states have a target bigger than the federal target. So as you suggest, there's the possibility of those states doing the heavy lifting in terms of the national target. What does the federal minister, Josh Frydenberg, say when you tell him that that's a problem?
Well, he said that he would accommodate it within the National Energy Guarantee.
What does that mean?
That's exactly right. That was my exact response to him as well. How is that accommodated? In Victoria also, the Victorian Minister, Lily D'Ambrosio, had the same question, is this accommodated? How is it counted towards the emission target? So that detail is still awaiting, and we've been promised further detail on that.
The two Labor states there, is this a coalition Labor issue? Is there partisanship entering into this and obstructing doing the deal?
No, I think the Labor states have more realistic emissions targets to address climate change, which is important. Then you have other states, such as Tasmania, which has a wealth of renewable energy and will hit 100% renewable shortly, and that's a Liberal state.
Let's hear Josh Frydenberg on that issue of partisanship.
I think there is now a recognition among the states and the territories that we need to put the hyper-partisanship aside and we need to move forward on the National Energy Guarantee, bearing in mind that this will be a world first to properly integrate energy and climate policy. It's been recommended by the Independent Energy Security Board itself, a recommendation out of the Finkel Review.
Josh Frydenberg there. Anthony Lynham is the Queensland Energy Minister. Dr. Lynham, I mean, he seems to be suggesting there, Josh Frydenberg, that partisanship is an obstacle.
No, I don't think so. Look, we've decided we'd keep working on this because, as I said before, eighth or ninth time, my community in Queensland wants some certainty around energy and emissions policy. And I've had roundtables leading up to this. I've discussed widely this. I've listened comprehensively to all the stakeholders in Queensland. And they've all said we have to work with at least one to get one over the line. So we have some certainty for industry. We have some certainty for the environment. And I'm prepared to do that. I'm not going to be obstructionist. I'll work cooperatively with the federal government.
Are the Fed's sufficiently ambitious in this? I mean, there's that issue of targets for one thing. But the other point of this is, with something like energy policy, this has to roll out over decades. This has got to make commitments that successive governments are going to have to meet. Are those mechanisms in place?
Well, it has to be a mechanism in place to allow any future government to be able to upscale this target.
Or at least just keep to the ones that we've got.
Keep to the target we've got. You ought to keep to what we've got. Look, there has to be some certainty, I agree. But there has to be an ability for federal government to be able to upscale this as well. Climate change is something that we have to address, and climate change is deadly serious. And we see it here in Queensland, with the effects immediately on the Great Barrier Reef. We have to be very serious on how we deal with this. I think the federal target is too low. It's not ambitious enough.
And yet we're talking about this now until August. There's the potential within the federal coalition for internal political pressures to even erode that current federal target.
I think the states are being very cooperative. I think we're probably being more cooperative than his own backbench.
What confidence do you have that by August you'll have the detail that you need to make a decision?
Well, that's where I insisted on having further meetings, interim meetings, before August, so we can keep an eye on things to make sure they're progressing as we expected. So by August, there's no ultimatum where we don't have any detail still, and yet we're forced to make a decision without that detail. And that's why I insisted with the other states with me to make sure that we keep an eye on this as it progresses, as it is developed. And we want to see things as quickly as possible, like what Commonwealth legislation will change to facilitate this. And also, how are some of these mechanisms going to work? How are you going to divvy up the emissions target between states?
Is this, are the state positions set in stone? You seem to be suggesting that all the work here, all the work to patch this together, to knit these different demands and different targets, is the onus there is on the federal government.
Absolutely. The onus is there on the federal government. It's their policy. It's their national energy guarantee.
It's in your interest, surely, to have that in place.
It is in our interest to have it in place. It's in our interest to have it in place because of our demands in Queensland. We have some things that we have to have rock solid in Queensland, and we're working with them to achieve that aim. I've been reassured today, and hopefully as we progress on the further detail, that'll be reflected in the August outcome.
So, is there work, though, for the states to do? Is there wriggle room for the states? Is there room for, conciliation from the states?
Among some things there are, but on other things there's not. I've been reassured that these deal breaker for Queensland will be promulgated forward in the final plan.
What are the things that you might negotiate on?
Some things that we might negotiate, emission-intensive industry, et cetera, et cetera. There's a small detail. The big detail in Queensland is a 50% renewable energy target by 2030. That can't be compromised. You can't compromise the downward trajectory we have on power prices in Queensland. You've got to make sure that Queensland industry can work within this framework, and we have to make sure that the emissions target is flexible.
But how do we get a deal if states are sticking to those targets and the feds are sticking to their target? Those things don't, you know, they don't meet in the middle.
The emissions target will meet. As long as the emissions target is scalable up, it meets our requirements.
There's going to be internal pressure against scaling that up within the coalition.
Well, that's his problem. That's his problem entirely. We're being cooperative. We're working with him. The states are all there. We've allowed it to go to the next level. And we're listening, and we'll be working with the Energy Security Board. They're up in my office very routinely and very frequently, and we meet and we're constructive in those discussions. But I think I can speak for Queensland alone. We're probably more constructive and more workable with the Energy Minister than his own backbench.
What is New South Wales saying? What's Western Australia saying? What's South Australia saying?
Well, that's a matter for those states. But
you were in the room. You can tell us.
Oh, the same things. You know, they have specific issues, and I'll let them talk about those specific issues. But we've allowed more work to continue.
What's your sense? Is this a thing which can be put together by August? Is it possible?
Well, I think everyone's so frustrated about the previous energy policies that we've had, none of them really getting up at all. And people are over it, and people are just frustrated, and they just want something completed. And that's what I heard loud and clear around my roundtables. And I'm working constructively towards that goal, and I'll be doing my best to try to get something over the line by August.
Working constructively without giving an inch?
On certain issues that are very precious to Queenslanders.
So another meeting, a phone hookup in about a month's time?
In about a month's time, we're yet to make the details, but in a month's time, it's been agreed to.
Will that involve Josh Frydenberg, the feds?
Oh, absolutely.
Well, I think it'd be fair to say, Dr. Lynham, that we're all with you and hoping you can come to some sort of an agreement.
Well, that's right. As a politician, you get an undercurrent of what people want.
Yep.
And I knew there was a sense of frustration out there in the community around this. And when I had my roundtables listening to the conservation sector, industrial sector, energy sector, and also people involved with social welfare, and I listened to them all, and they all were as one. Let's work with what we've got to achieve the outcomes that we desire.
Dr. Lynham, thanks for your time.
My pleasure.
Dr. Anthony Lynham is Queensland Energy Minister. This is RN Drive.